Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, February 26th. You'll be interested to know, 83 years ago, today in 1941, American novelist James Jones published From Here to Eternity in 1951, a poignant narrative exploring life in the United States Army in Hawaii prior to the attack on Pearl Harbor. This influential work was later adapted into an Academy Award-winning film, further cementing its significance in American literature. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's mostly sunny, and it feels like 31 degrees, with 11-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 5:30, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:22. It looks like we're in for a sunny Wednesday, with a high around 48 and a light west wind. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with a chance of rain after 1 a.m., a low of 35, and gentle breezes. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Wednesday will be just after 9:30 with a low tide at 4. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 35 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect rainy, cloudy conditions on Thursday with a high near 51. A chance of rain continues into the night with lows around 36. Friday brings mostly sunny skies and a high near 44. Friday night will be mostly cloudy with lows around 26. On Saturday, there's a slight chance of snow showers in the morning, followed by a chance of rain and snow with a high near 45. Saturday night may bring more rain and snow showers with lows around 25. Sunday looks mostly sunny, with a high near 32 and lows around 14 at night. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, in the ongoing Karen Reed case, defense lawyers aim to clarify their interactions with accident reconstructionists hired by the federal government. This follows prosecutors revealing undisclosed communications between the experts and attorney Alan Jackson. Assistant District Attorney Hank Brennan presented an invoice showing Reed had paid nearly $24,000 to ARCCA after her first trial ended in a mistrial on July 1st. Reed's defense argues that the findings indicate her boyfriend, John O'Keefe, was not hit by a car. Reed's second trial is set to begin on April 1st, with a hearing on her federal appeal scheduled for March 5th. Now on to sports. The Los Angeles Lakers are emerging as a formidable contender in the Western Conference, recently defeating the 2023 NBA champion Denver Nuggets by 23 points. As LeBron James and Luka Doncic work on their synergy, adding a glue guy veteran could enhance their performance. Former Oklahoma City Thunder star guard Chris Paul may become available through the buyout market following the San Antonio Spurs trade for De'Aaron Fox. Fadeaway World predicts the Lakers will pursue Paul, who has enjoyed success throughout his career and shares a strong friendship with James, potentially positioning him for a championship run. In local sports, last night, the Celtics continued their winning streak by defeating the Raptors 111-101 at Scotiabank Arena. Jaylen Brown led the charge with 24 points, while Derek White added 22. The Seas maintain their hot streak, now standing at 42-16. Boston's impressive form keeps them atop the standings with 6 straight victories. Tonight, the Celtics visit the Detroit Pistons, who are 32-26, at Little Caesars Arena. The Raptors, struggling this season, fall to 18-40. Last night, the Bruins faced a heartbreaking overtime defeat against the Maple Leafs, 5-4 at the Garden. David Pastrnak had 2 goals, but Toronto's Mitch Marner clinched the win. Despite a valiant effort, the Bees couldn't hold their lead and now stand at 27-24-8. Tomorrow night, the Bruins take on the Islanders at the Garden. In top news, Microsoft is claiming a significant breakthrough in quantum computing with the development of a topological qubit. Engineers have struggled for years with the limitations of quantum computers, which typically hold around 1,000 qubits due to noise that leads to decoherence. The company has introduced a new architecture called Majorana 1, which aims for a future with 1 million topological qubits. Microsoft utilizes Majorana quasiparticles, which are inherently stable, to enhance qubit reliability. However, skepticism remains among scientists regarding the claims, as further validation is needed to confirm the technology's potential. In business news, a federal judge has ruled that Meta Platforms must face a lawsuit alleging the company prefers to hire foreign workers over American citizens, as it can pay them less. U.S. Magistrate Judge Laurel Beeler in San Francisco stated that 3 U.S. citizens who claimed they were qualified but denied jobs may pursue a class action. The plaintiffs, who include information technology worker Purushothaman Rajaram and software engineer Ekta Bhatia, assert that Meta has a systematic preference for visa holders. The judge noted that 15% of Meta's U.S. workforce holds foreign visas, compared to just 0.5% in the overall workforce. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 3% to $89,000. Ethereum is unchanged at just under $2,500. And GOATSEA's Maximus is up 0.5% to 9 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. The Supreme Court has rejected yet another challenge from the telecommunications industry against New York's $15 broadband mandate. In December, the court declined to hear the case, allowing an appeals court ruling to stand. The law requires internet service providers with over 20,000 customers to offer low-cost plans. Despite AT&T's exit from the New York market, the court remained unmoved. This decision has sparked interest in similar laws from lawmakers in Vermont, Massachusetts, and California. Gigi Sohn of the American Association for Public Broadband emphasized that deregulation at the federal level has led to these consequences for broadband providers. And in entertainment news, in a dramatic turn of events surrounding the film, It Ends With Us, Sony Pictures Entertainment found itself in the middle of a power struggle between stars Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni. Initially, Sony's role was limited to marketing and distribution, But as tensions escalated, the studio had to mediate. Following Lively's public backlash, Sony CEO Tony Vinciquerra praised her while neglecting Baldoni. Amid allegations of harassment and a flurry of lawsuits, Lively's cut of the film ultimately overshadowed Baldoni's. The outcome raised questions about whether Sony's involvement was worth the ensuing chaos and potential legal ramifications. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the boxer, who floats like a butterfly and stings like a bee, Muhammad Ali. And he said, "I hated every minute of training, but I said, don't quit. Suffer now and live the rest of your life as a champion." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.